Good evening, everyone. Today is the 31st of January, the last day in January. Tuesday evening. It's been very, very cold up here. We had a lot of snow and ice today. The roads were treacherous. Looking forward to it when it warms up. It's supposed to get down to 16 degrees here tonight. Cold, cold, cold. I'm glad we have a wood stove. Anyway, I've been thinking a lot about the subject of prophecy. Prophecy is a person who predicts something that's supposed to happen in the future. A prediction of something that's going to happen in the future. And we see there were major prophets and minor prophets in the Old Testament. And there were a lot of prophecies given in the Old Testament about what was going to come upon the nations. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk. There were both major and minor prophets. There were a lot of messianic prophecies given about the forthcoming Messiah. And Christ has given a number of prophecies in the New Testament. And what shall be the end of his time of his coming? What should we have to look forward to in the end of his coming? A lot of prophecies already been fulfilled. Christ has already come as a little baby in a manger, the incarnation, which was foretold. And there was prophecies regarding what was going to happen in 70 AD, and those came into fruition. And we have the book of Revelation. Some people say that much of it's already been fulfilled, but there's a great amount of it that has yet to be fulfilled. Well, we also believe that the Bible is inspired, infallible Word of God. If we didn't believe that the Word of God was inspired and infallible, we would be very much in a daze, wouldn't we? We look to the Word of God for our source for comfort, for our source for direction, and for our source for a guide for our life. There are many things that we don't understand about the Bible. There's many things we don't understand about our world, but there's one thing we do know, that Christ has paid price for our sins on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And that gives us hope for the future, for our eternal life, which can only be found in Him. We don't go outside of Scripture to look for truth, do we? We go to the Scriptures to find the truth, as Christ reveals Himself as the way, the truth, and the life. He says, "No man comes to the Father but by me." A lot of people go through their whole life and they don't have any idea that there's they don't believe in such a thing as revealed truth. Anyway, having a little problems with Facebook today. It's kind of stuck. I don't know if it's working correctly or not, but that's kind of what's on my mind this evening, is this reality that there is direction for us. There is comfort in God's Word. Well, may the good Lord be with you tonight. And I'm not sure if this video has come out or not. I can't really see. It says that it is starting, but I don't know if it ever actually started. So, anyway, the good Lord be with you. It's my prayer.